So it is going to be a really cool summer around here. We got some cool things coming up. And the coolest thing we have coming up right now is I'm handing everything over to Jeremy.
Woo! Yeah,
Mr. Amazing.
I bet you didn't expect this, did you? I'm going for this first before I get started. The last time, that nervous didn't get over.
We get what we pray for, and there you are.
Yeah. That's right. Good morning, everybody. How are you? I got to make an announcement first before I get started here. Yesterday, we had Taken It to the Streets lunch. And it came, it was really good. We had a lot of wonderful people here. Thank you for the volunteers. We were here till 4 o'clock cleaning up. So Moosey came and helped us. And thank you very much for everybody that helped. Mindy, thank you. So, first of all, Mike asked me to do communion. Jesus asked his disciples to go talk to this person about, about using his upper room for the day before Pentecost. And it was called the Last Supper. And I'm reading out of Corinthians 11:23-26. It says, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.'" Catching fish and turtles and tadpoles and frogs and crawdads and whatever else they caught. Seaweed. Yeah, the biggest seaweed thing. But it was quite a deal. It was a lot of fun, and we're going to have fun at the banquet. I hope you're there. We will be frying fish and french fries and making hot dogs for the people who don't like fish. That's right.
It's a cook pretty good at it, so you should try the fish. So, today, I want to talk to you about something that's dear to me.
First,
I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to start this off. Please pray with me. Faithful Father, we begin today by giving you thanks. Your love endures forever. It never fails. Though there are many ways in which we have failed,
we have not exceeded the supply of your mercy and grace. We thank you for revealing yourself to us through your word. We pray that we would hear your voice. We ask that your Holy Spirit would be at work, opening our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word. May we be transformed into your likeness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we can get on with this. I want to talk about something that's dear to me, prayer. And the thing about prayer is, I used to think that prayer was a scripted words, because that's what all I heard. Billy Graham on TV and the preachers and stuff, everything was scripted and God accepted it. Every time I tried to pray in public, and I still do, I stutter and stammer and forget words. So that's why I read them. A prayer is a conversation with God through Jesus Christ. I believe that the more we talk to God, the more we will have constant contact with Him. The more comfortable we will become with God in our life. We will become more accepting of His answers and not expect answers of our own. Because God talks to us through other people and through our feelings and our thoughts. I can pray, talk to God when I have my morning coffee, when I'm driving down the road, when I'm in the shower. That's one of my biggies. I talk to God a lot when I'm in the shower. I don't know why, but He seems to come to me when I got the noise of the shower and there's no outside influence. So, and I can talk to God, pray, when I wake up in the middle of the night from a bad dream. I didn't used to be able to do that because my belief was way down here. So, it's comforting to have the Holy Spirit here with me, sent by God through Jesus Christ. I want to talk about... There we go. The scripture today is Matthew 6:7. And when you pray, don't be like those people who don't know God. They continue saying things that mean nothing, thinking that God will hear them because of their many words. I don't know if you've heard that before. I will fall asleep because prayers go on and on. You know, that's just me. Jesus downplayed the importance of words in prayer. We tend to do the opposite. The more words, the better. The better words, the better. Vocabulary might impress people, but not God. There's no panel of angelic judges with numbered cards. Wow, Jerry, that prayer was a 10. God will certainly hear you. Or God, you scored, Jerry, you scored a 2 this morning. Go home and practice until you get it right. Prayers aren't graded according to style. Just as a happy child cannot miss hug, a sincere heart cannot miss pray. That's important to me because I always thought that prayers were for somebody else and God listened to somebody else and not me. Heaven knows life has enough burdens without the burden of praying correctly. If prayer depends on how I pray, I'm sunk. But if the power of prayer depends on the one who hears the prayer, and if the one who hears the prayer is my Father, then I have hope. Prayer really is that simple. Resist the urge to complicate it. Don't take pride in well-crafted prayers. Don't apologize for incoherent prayers. No games, no cover-ups. Just be honest to God. Tell Him everything that is on your heart, or tell Him nothing at all. Just lift your heart to heaven and say, Father. And sometimes Father is all we can muster when we're hurting. Stress, fear, guilt, grief, demands on all sides. All we can summon is a plaintive, oh Father, and that's enough. So those of you that think prayer is complicated, hopefully you'll get this message. I want to talk a little bit about my most heartfelt prayers, because I have a hard time doing a sermon without talking about me. So you'll have to bear with me, because that's the experience that I have that I can give to you. My most heartfelt prayer was from my heart, out of just desperation. God, please don't let me drink anymore. That was the most powerful prayer I've ever said. I asked this God this prayer on many occasions. One day, God granted my prayer, and it was in His time, not mine. I was ready, apparently, because God took my alcoholism and took it off to the side. And I haven't drank in 38 years. That's why I know that prayers work. Because they've worked for me. And they can work for you if you're sincere. Another prayer that I had. When I was younger, I had a problem with anger. I asked God to please take my anger away. When I became angry over every trivial thing there were side effects to that. There was guilt, shame, and fear. They gripped me. And there's probably other words in there too. But those are the three I could come up with. Again, God took my anger in His time. My normal, everyday, unsubstantiated anger was not there. A calm peace came over me. I looked up and said, thank you, God. It was really weird when that happened, when the calm peace came over me. I don't know if it's happened to you or not, when you prayed and it came true. But that's what happened to me. My anger went away and I could sleep at night. I could see people and not think of something to be angry about. With these short prayers, conversations with God through Jesus, God answered them when I was ready, when God knew I was ready, and not a moment sooner. I read this after my prayers, and it really helped me. David the Psalmist, 41:2. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard me cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. So today I'm sober, and I'm not angry most of the time. And when I do get angry, it's momentarily. It makes for a happy day. God talks about, Jesus talks about peace and harmony. And that's where it's at. The more we talk to God, the happier we're going to be. I'm going to back up to treatment. My counselor told me, pray whichever way you can. It'll make you feel better. That was a prelude to all of this. So, that's where I'm at. So, thank you for being here today. And I'll end this. Did I miss anything? And I want to end this with a prayer. God, we thank you for meeting us here today and for delivering your word. May each soul in this place have been touched through the songs and preaching, and may each take to heart the word that came forth. We pray that those seeking an answer received it, and that those who needed a special touch were granted that touch. Bless each of us and keep us safe until we are able to gather again. Thank you very much for listening.
Those of you who have gone through the pastor's class know it's not easy to get up here in front of everybody, especially when you're sharing something like what Jerry shared and the things in his life that he shared. You know, right now, in our lives, there's so much going on. And if there is anybody that hasn't given their life to the Lord, we want to give them that opportunity. And if it's time for you to do that, it's time for you to give your life to the Lord. Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. We believe that if you've said that simple prayer, you've been born again. And keep coming back to church. Keep reading your Bible. We've had so many blessings and so many miracles happen. And we are going to be doing baptisms. It looks like it's probably going to be the latter part of August or the 1st of September. If you want to be baptized or if you want to discuss baptism, please get in touch with me so we can sit down and have a conversation. Just picture right up here is going to be a baptismal because we've been promised by a church that has come alongside us that they are going to provide us with a baptismal, so we're going to have our own baptismal. I am just elated over it. Okay.